Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and or good night, depending upon where you are in the world. This is Larry Kimpel, and I am your master of ceremonies for Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Kim. And we are discussing essential oils, and this is episode number 4. And let me introduce my better half, the way better half of me, which is Dr. Kim Kimpel.
Oh, my.
Good morning, Dr. Kim.
Good morning, Mr. Kimpel. I don't know about that, but.
Well, I'd say so.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. Yes.
And you didn't tell us. Did you tell us what you didn't tell us what we were talking about today?
No, I figured you'd do that.
Oh,
I was giving. I was letting you. I was keeping the surprise for when you.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
What are we talking about today, Dr. Kim?
Melaleuca.
Ah.
Tea tree oil.
Okay.
He's so funny.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It does. We do use that.
We do use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We use it a lot. Mm. Well, let me tell you just a little bit about. Melaleuca, most commonly known as tea tree. Melaleuca essential oil has over 92 different compounds and limitless applications. The leaves of the Melaleuca tree were used by the Aborigines of Australia for centuries. They would crush the leaves and inhale the oil to promote clear breathing and apply the leaves directly to the skin to help with recovery. Melaleuca is best known for its purifying properties. It can be used to cleanse and purify the skin and nails and to promote a clear and healthy complexion. Taken internally, again, only doTERRA oils, Melaleuca enhances immunity when seasonal threats are high. And Melaleuca can be used on surfaces throughout the home to protect against environmental threats. Melaleuca is frequently used on minor skin irritations to soothe the skin and help it recover quickly. Diffusing Melaleuca will help purify and freshen the air. You know, excuse me, it's really interesting. There's a company called Melaleuca, and
yes,
they have a tea tree oil. And we use some of their products. I actually have no idea about how pure the tea tree oil that they have is. I would think it is pretty pure because the company is a natural solutions company as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was interesting that we have one called Melaleuca.
We didn't know where that name came
from.
No,
had no idea.
We thought it was a little dumb.
Yeah.
Like, Melaleuca, what's that?
Yeah.
You know. So.
But it's actually the name of this oil. And doTERRA does get its oil from Australia. Remember, we've talked about and we continue to talk about the purity and the quality of the products. You know, there are a lot of essential oil companies out there. Essential oils are becoming really, really popular. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't get to listen to the entire thing, but there was a week-long webinar series on the essential oils and different things that they do, and doctors were on it. Essential oil companies, nurses, common users like ourselves, talking about their experiences and how popular this has become. But we want to caution you that you want to make sure that you have the purest that you can get. And even though we can go into a health food store, we can go into a Sprouts, or we can go into a Trader Joe's and buy essential oils, they may not be the purest
grade
that you want. And so what we have found and what we love about doTERRA is that they are certified therapeutic grade pure, which means that they have brought in a third party to test the oils to make sure that what's in the bottle is what's in the bottle. It's not cut with anything. If it's Melaleuca, it's Melaleuca in that 15 milliliter bottle. The other thing is that another way to know if you've got a really pure oil, if it's an oil that commonly has been known to be taken internally, if they say, if you see warnings, do not ingest, that's probably not pure, especially with a lavender or a peppermint like we talked about in the past weeks. Those oils, anywhere you get them, if they are pure, you ought to be able to ingest them. Same thing with Melaleuca.
Right.
Now, there are some oils that you just don't ingest. Anybody's.
Yes, correct.
But so with Melaleuca, the application is aromatically. Again, that's diffusing it or just opening the bottle and smelling it. What I read you about the introduction about diffusing it in the air. So if it's cold or flu season, if your kids are coming home, diffuse it. Put it in your diffuser with some water, some oils that blend well with Melaleuca are lavender, eucalyptus, peppermint, wild orange. So if you don't necessarily like the smell of Melaleuca, I mean, I guess it is a little, what would you say, a little, I'm opening a bottle now, a little medicine-y kind of a fragrance. Kind of medicine-y. Yeah, yeah. So you could diffuse it with a wild orange, a basil, a clove, a eucalyptus, a peppermint to give it a boost. But when you're diffusing it, the purpose in doing that is you're trying to get rid of those pathogens and those threats that are in the environment because somebody's sick or had the flu. But it does have a medicine-y.
Yes, it does.
Kind of aroma to it. Yeah. So that's aromatically, you know. Also aromatically is sometimes you just open the bottle. Last week we talked about peppermint. And when you open peppermint, you can just inhale it just from the bottle or putting it in your hands because you need that to open your airways. The same thing happens with Melaleuca. Now, I haven't tried Melaleuca for those uses, but it's interesting as we go, it tells some things that I didn't think about for Melaleuca. Topically, I use it topically, or we use it topically all the time. And topically, again, is to put it someplace on your body. I did a little pin prick. I had a safety pin and I pricked myself with it a couple weeks back. And I grabbed the Melaleuca. Now, not knowing what it was going to do, I was actually going to run the finger under the water, just like we always do. Push it until the blood stopped and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what that's called, but anyway, that's what I was going to do. But the Melaleuca was next to me. I put a drop on, the bleeding stopped, and it was gone. I was like, oh, well, it stops bleeding too. Internally, I have used Melaleuca internally. Both of us have. It's great. There's a cold blend that you put a couple of drops of Melaleuca, lemon, On Guard, and oregano in a capsule, and you can ingest it, and it helps get rid of, you know, colds and flu seasons. And then Melaleuca is one of those oils that if you are going to use it topically, you don't have to worry about being sensitive to it. Normally it doesn't irritate. Now, I will share something that has happened to me over the past several weeks. Women have a tendency to shave in different areas, and
no.
Yeah.
Really?
And I shaved under my arm. It's probably been about 3 weeks ago now. And I must have used a bad razor. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I've never, in all the years that I've shaved, have I ever gotten razor bumps under my arm. I've done it on my legs, you know, that kind of thing happens. But generally under my arms, I have no problem. I have no irritation. I don't have that itching that happens when our hair grows back. And as you get older, you start losing it anyway, so it's not as big of a deal. But apparently I had a bad razor, and so I got a horrible, horrible, painful reaction to that. And the reason I knew that had to be it was because I hadn't done anything differently. And what we started treating me with was the Melaleuca and lavender to try to calm the itching and the irritation that I had caused, Melaleuca to do the healing of it, because it was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty. Well, it wasn't horrendous, but it was shocking.
Yeah,
it was. You know, when I saw your underarm, I was like, wow, this is really rash. I mean, that's really
red and bumpy, and you know, I'm still recovering from it, but a lot better than what I was. Now I can tell the healing is happening because it's itchy now. So you know when you got itching, you've got healing coming. And so I was glad again that we had something here at home that we could try. It may not have been the best solution, but it was what I thought would work. And I didn't have to go to the doctor. I didn't have to get a prescription. I didn't have to do any of those things that we are so used to doing, because we had something on hand that worked. And it didn't hurt me. It helped me, actually.
Correct.
So the plant part that is used to create the melaleuca oil is the leaf. It's a steam distillation process. Primary benefits, it's renowned for its cleansing and rejuvenating effect on the skin. And so that's what I was experiencing with the underarm. It promotes a healthy immune function, and it protects against environmental and seasonal threats. I mean, literally, when you open a bottle of Melaleuca and you smell it, you get that feeling. It's like, oh yeah, this is going.
Yeah, it's a serious smell. It's like, oh, this is some serious.
Yeah, business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here are some of the things that Melaleuca has: a warm, spicy, camphorous notes with pungent medical undertones, which is what medicinal undertones is, which we just talked about. It's very powerful antimicrobial. That's the word. Thank you. Good grief. It was not coming out. Activity against all three infectious organisms. So you got bacteria, viruses, and fungi. When diffused, it helps prevent the spread of infection, URI, or flu, etc. Together with its powerful properties, Melaleuca is a real ally in combating many of illnesses and ailments: colds, flus, URI, UTI, and cystic. It works on athlete's foot. So ladies, if you've got a kid or a husband that's got athlete's foot, you can use a little Melaleuca thrush.
I don't have athlete's foot.
Yeah.
Because I'm not an athlete.
Well, but you got that.
I have that physique.
There you go.
I play one on TV.
You play one on TV. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Anyway.
Thrush, candida, cold sores, herpes, insect bites, spots, acne, and minor abrasions all respond well to local applications. So that's just like what I was just telling you. Put a little in your hand or on your fingertip and then rub wherever the irritation is. Works well as an antiviral when used for chronic fatigue syndrome and HIV motivated infections. We've had a lot of people come to us and ask us about things to use for especially chronic fatigue syndrome. And Melaleuca is one that's highly recommended for that. I'm very effective with bleeding gums. Again, hemorrhoids. Last week we talked about peppermint for hemorrhoids, which I didn't know, but makes sense for Melaleuca. Gingivitis, mouth ulcers, and periodontal disease. Open wounds, scrapes, blisters, candida rash, warts, abrasions, dandruff, jock itch relief, eczema.
I don't have jock
itch. Good grief, because you're not a jock. I'm not a jock. That's true.
I do have that physique, though. That
you, no. You play one on television.
I play one on television. I'm sorry. Anyway.
So those are some, you know, when somebody calls me about, you know, is there anything for tooth? And because it's got that medical smell and they don't want to try it, but just a little bit on the gum or wherever, if you've got a toothache, it'll help with it. So, and it's safe. It relieves symptoms of asthma, bronchitis, colds, congestion, coughs, earaches. I did have an earache some time ago, and I don't swim or have swimmer's ear or anything. And I think I was getting over something. I visited somebody in the hospital and I got that infection in my eye, and my ear felt a little funny. And I just took a little Melaleuca and rubbed it behind my ear and on the, just right on the inside, not in the ear canal, but just right in there, and gone, mm-hmm. You know, never, no more symptoms or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's allergen, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, antipathic, antiviral, just a insect and lice repellent. Lice don't like Melaleuca, and I know there's a protocol for lice. Melaleuca is a physiological warming and strengthening. I'm sorry. Melaleuca is psychologically warming and strengthening. Its aroma is distinctly medicinal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And many people find it more palatable when it is blended. So you may want to use something with it. Melaleuca invigorates the mind, body, and spirit, inspires confidence, and dispels the doom and gloom of chronic ill health. interesting. Mm. It's really interesting. There's a topical use for shingles. So anybody out there that has shingles, as we get older, I guess we're more susceptible. Or if we've had chickenpox, the shingles virus is in us, according to the commercial. And instead of maybe doing that, you just spritz melaleuca directly on the infected area. Topically for eczema, pour it into the palm of the hand and rub into areas gently, or spritz top of areas flaking and weeping. I used to have eczema, so I know how painful that can be. So melaleuca is good for that as well. I love this one. Pre-surgery protocol. A lot of people we know that have to have surgery. Melaleuca is one of the oils that we use in the aroma touch technique. But if you get that technique several weeks before surgery, it stimulates the immune system. So resistance to infection is boosted and post-operative shock can be reduced. So if there's somebody that's going into surgery, basically what they're suggesting is that you have this aroma touch technique. It's 8 different oils that go into the body, and melaleuca is one of them, along with En Garde. So that being in your body helps with your getting an infection from being in the hospital. You know, people go in the hospital and come out with stuff that they didn't have. And I was like, how did that happen? Because everybody else has got the infection. It's not intentional. It's just, you know. Yeah. Again, we talked about diffusing it to keep your spirits up. You can make a tea with it, teeth and gums, again, toothache oil. Oh, and it also is good for a fever. I love this one. 2 drops of melaleuca, 1 drop of peppermint, which we talked about last week, and 1 drop of lemon. Apply to the bottom of the feet or the back of the neck every 30 minutes or every 2 hours, and that'll bring your fever down. And then there's chest rubs, athlete's foot, sis bath, massaging, hemorrhoid, and to breathe more easily. So melaleuca is one of those, definitely that kind of in the name, medical oils that you want to use for infections and keeping those infections down. You know, I was thinking about when I had the irritation from the shaving, there was probably some kind of infection in my body because I had irritated it so badly, not knowing. And it could have gotten a whole lot worse. I know that there are times when we do something and something simple turns into something so much bigger. And that didn't happen for me, you know, because I was using my oils and have them in my system at all times.
Yeah. I actually had I guess last week or whatever, I had a little twinge around my nail, just, you know, like a little itching. You know, like an infection coming on or something like that.
On your nail?
On my navel.
Navel, okay.
And I, you know, I had navel surgery as a kid.
Oh, okay.
You know, long
yeah, he's old, yeah, he's old.
But anyway, I was feeling that, and it was like, you know, I let it go for a day, and I was like, what is this? You know, so I put some melaleuca on it, and just, you know, a couple of drops, just, you know, when you're getting ready in the morning, and just, you know, a couple of days, and it's all good. It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. And you know, Larry makes an interesting point because I didn't even know that was going on with him. It's really important that when we find applications or we find items that can help us, whether you're using doTERRA oils or some other essential oil, you need to use them. You know, we tell people all the time, when you get the oil, open the bottle. Open the bottle and try it.
Right.
You know, you don't know. You don't know if it's going to work or not. You know, there's a video with a lady talking about the oils and her kids. And she says on the video that she's not sure if she always opens the right thing, but at least she knows she's doing something good. Because a lot of the oils, and you'll notice, you know, we talked about peppermint also being good for breathing. Now melaleuca is good for breathing. When we get into one of our blends, there's one that's called Breathe. That's good for breathing. So there's several oils that are good for different things. So don't be afraid to try it.
Right.
You know, like you said, I wasn't quite sure what I had done. So I'm just thinking in my mind, okay, well, melaleuca, I know if there's an infection, it'll get rid of that. I know that lavender has a soothing effect. So I did have, ladies and gentlemen, I did have some stinging going on. So I just cut it with the fractionated coconut oil. So that kept it down. I tried to keep it from being irritated. I probably, if I had thought about it and maybe covered it with a Band-Aid, that might have helped a little bit. I didn't even think about that. But don't be afraid to use them or try them and see if it works, because it's better. It's better to try it and have success, like you said, than to suffer and think, oh, why didn't I do something?
Right.
You know, and if you're afraid to put it on your body, diffuse it. It will have the same effect, having it at least come into your environment, than not having it at all. And especially if you're laying, I would recommend every household have at least two diffusers. If you can have more, that would be great. But you want to have one in your bedroom, because if you are ill and in bed, diffusing Melaleuca with a little lavender would help you relax. A little wild orange will give you a different fragrance, but it's helping take care of those pathogens and those airborne, because once you're sick, it's in the environment.
And you know,
it's interesting. I never thought about that until just now. You know, we get sick, we stay home from work because we don't want to spread it, but it's all in our house.
And we
don't normally, the doctor doesn't give us anything to spray in the house, or, you know, you got Lysol or something like that, but that doesn't take care of it. Whereas if you would put a Melaleuca or an On Guard, when we talk about that oil, in your diffuser, it's helping get rid of all that, and it's also getting into your system. So if you don't want to use it and you're homesick, just diffuse it in the environment. Just put it in the diffuser and let it go. It's as it says, Melaleuca, it's very potent, so it doesn't take a lot. It's kind of like your oregano. My husband loves oregano.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
I was going to say that, you know, if anyone out there, you know, is inspired and led to look into the oils and actually purchase the oils, you or I are more than happy to walk them through.
Absolutely.
The use, you know, of those oils so that they know what they're doing properly.
Absolutely. And you also you learn as you go. Larry and I have been playing with the oils for about a year. And every time we use it, we're like, oh, that's another good use for that one. Or we just learned something worked. And when people tell us, we try to remember to write it down, or we have stories so that that we can talk about it. You know, my girlfriend has kids younger than our son, and one of them had an ear infection. She put a little Melaleuca. I said, oh, use the Melaleuca. She called me. She said, okay, what should I use? Melaleuca. There's also books. You can go online. There's a website called everythingessential.me. You can look up an ailment, and then it'll tell you what is recommended. You know, and our response always is use what you have at home first. Try that. Unless you don't have anything close to it, then get what they recommend as the number one. But try what you have at first, because there are so many that cross over that they might work. But like Larry said, we're happy to come out if you're local. And when he's traveling, if you're local where he's traveling, to share with you more about the oils or how to use them. And you know, if you when in doubt, diffuse is what I would say. You know, if you just, you know, you can't stand the taste or the smell or something, you know, it's interesting because as people come into your home or into your environment, they're like, wow, that smells good. Or we've had people say, you know, why did I feel so comfortable while I was in your, because we're always diffusing something. There's always something diffusing. I went to a health fair at a retirement community in May, and I diffused On Guard and Citrus Bliss, I think it was, or Wild Orange. I knew I was in an environment that could potentially have, you know, anytime you're in an environment, a fair or somewhere where there's a lot of people, the potential of somebody being sick or that many people is great. So I diffused that. And then the orange is kind of an uplift, you know, and it smells good. And people are like, what does that smell? You know, so the undertone of the healing oil that I use, nobody noticed because they were being uplifted by the wild orange. So just try it. So that's our story for Melaleuca. We'll have some information on our Facebook page about Melaleuca, and show you about. I wish there was a way that we could let them smell it. You know, it's like a scratch and smell. We need to come up with something like that. A scratch and smell through, because we whatever. Just so you know that when we do the show, whatever oil it is, I bring it up so we can smell it and kind of reminds us. What, you know, because sometimes you forget what that oil was, but when you smell it, you're like, oh yeah, I remember. Like Larry just remembered about the infection he had. I remembered about, you know, my mishap. But it helps us remember, and just smelling them and is really cool. So mm-hmm. I wish we had a scratch and sniff that we could share it with you, but mm-hmm. we don't, but we can, you know, we can make that happen. So our Facebook page again, dear, is
facebook.com/giftoftheearth.
And our website is
kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com.
That is so cool that we got both of those. I would not have believed that we could get both of those. But anyway,
we got it like that.
We got it like that. Don't Tara means gift of the earth. And this is our gift to share this information with you. And we hope that it not only helps your physical health, but your emotional, spiritual, and mental health as well. And so we thank you for being a part and listening to us this week. We'll be back now next Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday. Like we thank you. And so,
good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. To guide us or good night.
Thanks for listening.
So whenever it seems you're out there on your own, remember one thing. I am here. The door is open. Won't you come in? It's good to see you. Everyone needs someone to call a friend, and a loving arm to lean on now and then. So if ever you feel you're standing all alone, remember one thing. See you.